A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Southeast Hebrew Congregation in Silver Spring, Maryland. Sukkah Mem Dalid, Sukkah 44a, pagination page 87. We'll start from about 7 or 8 lines from the top. In the middle of a line, Aleph Lamed Omale Abaye Lerova Mai. Our topic is what really is a very sophisticated observance of taking the Arava on Hoshana Rabbah. I don't mean sophisticated in that the observance itself is sophisticated, because it's a very simple, straightforward observance, as we'll see, much less sophisticated than people are expecting. People are asking, so how many times do I have to bang on the ground? Or whatever. And we'll see, it's really much simpler, but it is sophisticated in the scholarship that goes into it. And quite a bit of it is found on today's daf, so we'll try to focus on that. Omale Abaya Lurova. Abaya asked Rava the following question. Maishna lulav da'avdinan le'shiva zecha le'mikdash. Why is it that we have a legislation regarding lulav to observe it 7 days of Yom Tov to remember the Beis HaMikdash, which we saw that even though out of Eretz Yisrael, or out of the Beis HaMikdash, well, lekachtam lochem b'yom harishon, really you're only obligated on the first day, and we ended up doing Zechel HaMikdash all 7 days. Or Maishana, Arava, but when it comes to the Arava, which also was done in the Beis HaMikdash all days, lo avdinan lo shiva Zechel HaMikdash, we don't have such a legislation to do it all 7 days to remember the Beis HaMikdash. Why is it that Arava didn't get the same Zechel HaMikdash that Lulav got? The Gemara gets into a little attempt and a rebuttal, etc. Halfway down the page, in the beginning of a line, Omar Rav Zvid Mishmei de Rava, Rav Zvid responds, Lulav de Isle Iker Mina Torah. Lulav, which is a real statement in the Torah, original text, Bigvulin, regarding outside the Beis HaMikdash, that you have to take at least 1 day, Avdinan Le Shiva Zechel HaMikdash. So we make a Zechel HaMikdash regarding it, which expands it to 7 days. But Arava, lest le ikim in HaTorah bigvulin, the Arava, meaning the Arava of Hoshainus, independent of the Arava of the Lulav, we're talking about the mitzvah of Arava independently, there's no statement regarding outside the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore lo avdina shiva zechel HaMikdash, we don't do 7 to remember the Beis HaMikdash, we're not expanding an existing halacha, we're creating a Zechel HaMikdash, and we just pick the primary day, the day of Hoshana Rabbah, and that's it. Now, this minig, this halacha of Arava, needs to be clarified what level of requirement it is, because that's going to clarify whether or not we're going to make a bracha on it. And the halacha is that we do not make a bracha on Hoshainus, that whatever level of minig it is, but it's not something that's going to generate a bracha. Let's continue with some of the practical halachas about these Hoshainus, the Hoshana Rabbah, on Amud Beis, on the top line. Omer Rabbi Ami said, Arava tsricha shiur. Arava needs an amount. Now we'll see in a moment, the Gemara is going to explain how good does the branch of the Arava need to be. How good, how many leaves, how good does it have to be? In terms of what we would think this statement was referring to, which how long does it have to be? So that's not what this statement was asking, but the Ran says, mistaver, that it has to be just like the arava of the lulav. So it has to be three tfachim long, just like the arava of the lulav had to be. No different. But when we're asking tzuricha shir, we're referring to how unblemished, how undamaged does it have to be? How many leaves have to be intact for it to be kosher?
The final point of the Hoshanas with the Aravas, what are we talking about?
The one that you take in order to shake or bang or whatever you're going to do with it, how good does it have to be? Mm-hmm. If you were using it for the lulav, so we know you can't be missing all its leaves, mm-hmm. what condition does it have to be in order to be valid for Hashanas? Ve'eina nitelas ela bifnei atzma. And you could only take it on its own, Rashi says, because it has to be clear that it's its own independent mitzvah. A person can't walk around with the lulav set and claim, well, after the first moments when I did the mitzvah of lulav, I was perforce doing the mitzvah of hashinus. Doesn't work like that. It has to be nicker, clear, that you were doing the mitzvah of hashinus. Theoretically, it is possible that a guy takes out the branches from the lulav and then proceeds to use them for hashinus. That there is a way you can do that, but you would have to take them out. Because as long as it's together with the bunch, it's not muchach that you're doing the mitzvah, and therefore the minig was not fulfilled. Ve'ein adam yotze yidei chavosa ba'arava shebelulav. And you're not able to fulfill your obligation with the arava that's in the lulav. That's the case that I just mentioned, when it's still grouped together. Kevin de amamar enin etelas ela b'fnei atzma. It has to be done independently. Peshita dein adam yotze ba'arava shebelulav. Obviously, you can't fulfill it. Ma'u de temani mileicha delo agbehei v'hadar agbehei. If you lifted it and then lifted it again, Aval Agbe, Vahadar Agbe, Emalo, maybe it would be different. Kamash Malon, that's not good. As long as you're lifting it grouped with the other Minim, it's not going to be acceptable. Rav Chista, Rav Yitzchak said, Adam Yotze Yidei Chavosa Ba'arava Shebelulav. There is an opinion that says that if you lifted it up a second time, you fulfilled your obligation. The Rosh holds like that. But the way it's brought in Shulchan Aruch is that there's a strong dissenting opinion who holds that just lifting it up again, like the first opinion we just saw, is not sufficient. The Mishnah Berurah goes ahead and says, but if you would detach it from the lulav set, that would make it acceptable, because then it's nicker, it's apparent, that you're doing it for the purpose of the mitzvah. On the next line, Vekama Shi'ura, and how much is the size? Amar Rav Nachman, Gimel Badei Alin Lachin. It has to have three with some leaves. Rav Sheshes Amar Afilu Ola Echad Bad Echad. It just needs one branch with one leaf. Afilu Ola Echad Bevad Echad. I mean, you could see that as much as we, as it's recorded, are careful to get beautiful aravos, zekeli v'anveyu, it's quite clear from the Gemara that you could fulfill your obligation, perhaps with one arava, and certainly one that's a little bit damaged or whatever, it still would be halachically acceptable for this minig. Omar Evu, they brought an arava in front of him. Shokil, he took it. Chavit, chavit, velo birech. He did chavata, which Rashi translates to mean nainua. He shook it, the way we shake the lulav. But others translate chavata to mean he banged it. And that's why in Shulchan Aruch it's brought you should do both. First you wave the Hashinus, which I don't think everybody is aware or follows that minig or whatever. I don't know that it's a mistake. It could be we just weren't makabel this Rashi Ninua. But what's noticeable, I think everybody does chavoto. The minig, as the Mishnah Berurah brings it, based on the Ari, is that you should take five branches and you should bang five times. And I don't know if the two are related. When you get into the Ari HaKadosh, you know, don't mess. But it's brought in two different statements of the Mishnah Berurah, but it's easy to remember. Five branches, five bangings, and the Mishnah Berurah specifically says, and you don't have to remove all of the leaves of the Aravos in order to be Yotze. It's not clear how much you do have to remove. As long as you did your banging, you really were Yotze. Okay. Oh, one little thing. The Mishnah Berurah brings, there's a minig that you should tie them together. And that's, I think, what we do. But it's not like a universal psak. And therefore, we're a little bit lenient as to how they're tied. Some people specifically tie it with a lulav leaf or with an arava leaf. But I think contemporary, sometimes people do it with a rubber band. Mm-hmm. And I haven't found too many people complaining. Yashikoach, have a great evening.
Stopping there?